Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. See, we have to realize that our God does whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do, and how he wants to do. I am so grateful and humbled today to be here standing before you. You never know what God has in store for you or what plan God has for your life. Yeah. All you have to do is learn how to be obedient and follow God and do what he tells you to do. I thank Reverend Armstrong today for giving me this opportunity, the diaconate, the trustees, and you, the members of Shiloh. Yes. Most of all, I thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because it's all about Jesus. Yeah. It's never about me standing here in this pulpit. Right. Because God can use whoever he wants to use. But he decided to use me, and it wasn't because I was so good or because I'd done everything that he asked me to do. It's only because of his grace and his mercy that I'm standing here today. And I don't know what you came to do today, but I came to worship and praise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he's worthy to be praised. Before I go into my sermon, I just want to talk about a few little things about social things going on in our country. You know what's happening now with 45. I won't even call his name. 45, because he is the 45th president. So whenever you hear me say 45, that's who I'm talking about. I won't even give him the privilege to call his name. Things that's going on with immigration. Things that's going on with voting. It's a disgrace to the country. And we as a church need to know voting. Voting is important. So if you haven't registered to vote, just don't register. Go to the poll and vote, because you see what happened when we don't go to the poll and vote. And we as a church aren't telling our people to do what we have to do. God called us to be soldiers in his army. And you know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has never sent a soldier to battle alone. He's always right by our side. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come out to your house of worship and praise. Like I said, it's not about me. I'm just a vessel that your Lord decided to use to bring forth a message this morning. And yes, there is a word from the Lord. And I ask that the Holy Spirit just take me out of self and only let his Holy Spirit and his word flow through me. I would that you pray with me this morning as we turn to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6, beginning at verse number 1. It says, if you have it, say amen. Amen. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. I don't know if he has it on the screen or not, but verse 2 says, above it stood seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two, they covered their feet. They covered their face. With two, he covered his feet. And with two, he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. So I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I own, I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the servants flew to me, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sins purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, Lord, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. The word of the Lord. I would that you would pray with me this morning on the topic, enter to worship and depart to serve. Enter to worship and depart to serve. Let us pray. Father, I come humbly before you in the name of Jesus with thanksgiving and praise today, thanking you, Lord, for another day which I've never seen and never see again. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming me. Thank you, Lord, for what you did for all of us when you went on that cross, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for letting me be a vessel for you to use to bring forth a word from you, Lord. Now, Lord, take me out of self, Lord. Let the anointed of the Holy Spirit flow, Lord, from the pulpit to the street, not just within these walls, Lord, but let it go out into the world, Lord, that someone will come and say, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Amen. And you may be seated. Enter to worship, depart to serve. This text reminds me of a song we used to sing when I sang in a choir. I know you almost are saying, I know he can't sing, and you're right. I cannot sing. I cannot sing. But there was a song that was written called In the Beauty of Holiness. And the reason they would let me sing that song, because you didn't have to sing, all you had to do was talk. So I could talk, but I can't sing. I'll tell you the truth right now. I was in the choir, but I was doing background. That's all I was doing, background. I wasn't leading the song, but they let me lead this particular song. And this particular song means a lot to me. It's a song that I hold dearly in my heart. And in that song, it says, come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I heard the choir singing this morning, says, we have come into this house to worship Christ the Lord. When we come in, we ought to enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, because God inhabits the praises of his people. Scripture said when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So if you ever want to be blessed, learn how to praise the Lord no matter what situation you find yourself in. Learn how to praise God no matter what's going on in your life. Learn how to call on the name of Jesus no matter what you're going through. Our God is always there. He promised us, didn't he? He would never leave us nor forsake us. He said that he would be with us to the end of age. And when God makes us a promise, you can stand on that promise. So I'm standing on the promises of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Anytime I find myself in a situation that I know I can't handle, and that's most of all the time, I call on the name of Jesus, for he's worthy to be called on. He's worthy, and he will come to our rescue no matter what situation we find ourselves in. He promises in his word, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, when we sang that song, come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, when we sang that song in that choir, we said the model of true worship is revealed in that song. It says we have to see God as being sovereign. We know God is sovereign. God is God all by himself. He can do whatever he wants to, when he wants to, how he wants to, where he wants to. Our God is sovereign. He is the supreme power. Our God is. And said we have to see ourselves as sinners. Well, we sin daily. But we ought to ask God to forgive us of our sins when we sin daily. And then there's another part of that says we have to accept God's saving grace. God's saving grace. God's saving grace. What did that song say? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. It just wasn't his grace. It had to be his amazing grace to save a wretch like me. I don't know about you, but I know I was a wretch undone. I wasn't even fit to live in the world. I wasn't even fit to stand here before you today and call on the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your saving grace. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. Thank you, Lord, for reaching way down and picking a sinner up like me and plant my feet on solid ground and turn me around. Now that I can tell a dying world that I found the Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Strong winds may blow, dark clouds may rise, but I'll tell the world that I found the Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Why can I tell the world about that? Because nobody can make me doubt him. Because I've seen too much in my lifetime to know that my God can do anything but fail. We have to accept the saving grace of God. And this is the part I like best. We must answer God's call to serve. See, we're just servants here. We're just servants. We have to look at ourselves as servants. We are called to serve. We're not called to be served. Some of us think it's so low that when you serve somebody, no, it's not. That's one of the greatest things you as a Christian can do is be a servant. We're all just servants. When we stand in this pulpit, I'm here to serve you. I'm not here to be served. Don't look at the preacher as the one that's the highest there is. There's only one God, one faith, one baptism. One God. And when you come into this sanctuary, any sanctuary you go, remember, you're entering to worship. And we worship different ways. Everybody don't worship the same. Some people lift their hands in the sanctuary. Some people let tears flow down. Some people shout. Some people run. Some people clap their hands. Some people stomp their feet. But when you come into the sanctuary, remember you're coming in the presence of the Lord. You're coming to worship, praise, magnify, and glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because he's worthy. Our God is worthy of all the praise, honor, and glory. When we come into this house, remember what we're coming for. We're coming to worship the Lord. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We coming to bow humbly before him, to thank him for taking us from one Sunday to the next. Somebody might have been here last Sunday, is not here today, but thanks be to God. We're still here. We're still standing on his promises and his word, because God is an awesome God. And he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. And I don't care where you go. I don't care where you look. You can search all over the song say, you won't find nobody. Nobody greater than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nobody. Nobody. And like I said earlier in the song, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. See, I've come too far, y'all, from where I started from. And I didn't do that on my own. It was my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was there all the time, holding me, ordering my steps in his word, leading me, guiding me, directing me, holding me when I wasn't even fit to be loved. God went on that cross for you and me. They stretched him wide. They hung him high. They pierced him in his side. They put thorns on his head. Oh, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on me, Lord. They pierced him in his side. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. Oh, but that's not how the story ends, you know. That's not how it ends. How many days? 3 days later. What did he do? He rose again. And when he rose, he didn't rise with just a little power. He rose with all power in his hand. So when you come into this sanctuary or any sanctuary, come into it to worship the Lord and depart to serve. I don't know about you. You need the Lord, and the Lord need you to be his ambassador, to be his disciples. Come into this house and worship Christ the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord each and every time we come. Think of the beauty of his holiness. What the Tamla man said, I can only imagine. I can only imagine when I stand before his glory. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. There are words that I can't even put in my mouth to say what I would say. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Don't ever forget, when you come, come to worship. Just don't come and sit down on God. Because God don't sit down on us. God is available to us 24/7. He's always there. God is always there. No matter what situation you find yourself in, just remember, he's right there with you. Because he said, well, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. Guess what? There's more than two or three of us here today. There's more than two or three of us here today. So we should be filling this place with praise, glory, magnifying his name, uplifting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. I'm not a long-winded preacher. I just come to give you what thus said the Lord. And I thank God that he uses me. I ask him to humble me so I can be available to him, so him to use me for his glory. All the honor and glory goes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. Don't ever forget, when you're coming to the house of the Lord, you come to worship. But when you depart to serve. We serve a mighty God. We serve a true and living God. We serve a God who could do anything but fail. God bless you. God keep you. It's now back into the hands of the deacons.